Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the daytime here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Inspired by Tyrann Mathieu, interestingly enough. Honey Badger, he was talking to Kay Adams. And he had an interesting conversation. Actually, I think, is it worth playing?
Oh, yeah.
First? We're about to play this, but inspired by this conversation that was had, what former Texan you think you could drop onto this team and push them
at
to a
Super
Bowl?
At the ends of their career.
It'd have to be at the end of the career, and you'll understand why. This was Tyrann Mathieu. This was him literally. This happened yesterday, did it not, Fig?
Yeah.
I saw it yesterday.
Yesterday, talking to Kay Adams, this was the conversation.
I do know this. The Texans... The Texans, the way the Texans play defense? Man, listen, I'll come back to play for a defense like that.
Okay, all I'm getting is you're ready to come back.
Wait,
are you ready to come back?
I mean, for the right situation, who wouldn't? You know what I mean? So
people who have retired wouldn't.
I love this game, so I'm like...
Tyrann wants to come back to the NFL? Let's go! This is huge news.
All right, so just on that, at first, I'm curious, because Figgy, you were here... we had the Tyrann Mathieu experience. By the way, in that same interview...
Actually, I think it is Tyrann. I always say Tyrann.
It is Tyrann?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tyrann anyway.
Hey, he blocked you, so he can't see.
He blocked me without just searching his own name. But, okay, set that aside. So when he was here, and by the way, he called his tenure at with the Texans a pit stop in the same interview yesterday. So my initial reaction was, no, thank you. Then I started thinking a little bit. I'm like, on this defense?
Yeah.
With his ball skills?
I would let him do whatever. I'm
and
like,
the
hey,
need
just,
at safety?
Just go out there, man. Mm-hmm. Just do what you do, man.
Mm-hmm. You be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your thing, man.
I did a little about face on that.
And I mean, it was a pit stop if we're going to
let it. It was a pit stop.
It is objectively fair that it was a pit stop.
I think it's funny because the last time he made some headlines, not on the Kay Adams show, but he mentioned how Bill O'Brien wanted him to take over the team.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, whoa, wait a minute. J.J. Watt was on that team. Yeah. How can you be a captain? this ain't your team and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody like, hey, come on back, Honey Badger.
Yeah, he actually talked about that yesterday, too. Like, I guess the Chiefs was the only time he felt like it was his defense, you know, not in Arizona, not here. So
the Arizona thing is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Though,
that he didn't feel that level of ownership there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I felt like he was the face of that team in Arizona
for a long time.
Yeah. But okay. Mm-hmm. So you took this to a place of who could come back and push this team this Texas team to a Super Bowl.
Like their last year. At the ends of their career.
Because in my brain, I was like, who now? Because Tyrann Mathieu now is talking about this. But he's also only like a year removed from playing football.
Yeah.
So like at the end of their career, who would you pull at that period for this Texas team in order to make them better?
I would go immediately to Chris Myers. Terrific Pro Bowl center.
You just hate that Jake Andrews, Tony. Hate him.
It's not personal. But Chris Myers with Titus Howard and Ed Ingram on each side?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? And then those rookie tackle on his left and the veteran Trent Brown on his right? I would go Chris Myers at the end of his career Hell, I'd go Chris Myers right now at 230 pounds or whatever he is.
No, but especially because it feels like the reason why Jake Andrews is holding down that spot mm-hmm. is like mental acumen.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term, it's just seemingly getting guys in the right place and, you know, being able to be that portion of this.
And you if can't was, beat Chris Myers at that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't, hey, good on you, but you are not better than Chris Myers doing that. Plus that dude adds level of level of physicality and nasty that you want. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the easiest answers. Because again, it feels like you're doing where can we address with a great player.
Yeah.
And offensive line is absolutely one of those places that you look at. Is there anywhere else that you're looking at? Because it's funny, there are names that people love, like one, Justin James Watt. I just wonder, do we really need to give even more of an abundance of riches and wealth to the defensive line?
He had a couple cool years in Arizona, though, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I would take
that J.J. Watt. Oh, I'm not saying he's bad. Like, clearly, that's fantastic.
No, I would take that J.J. Watt in a heartbeat,
How about J.J. Watt at defensive tackle at the end of his career with these guys?
I mean, yes. Yeah. I hear you don't have to convince me that the future Hall of Famer would be great on this defense. No convincing necessary. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, a lot of people on the end of their careers don't really have a good year that mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. But J.J. was all right.
100%,
man. Yeah. He wasn't bad. He wasn't, you know, MVP type of J.J., but yeah. Nah, he was still all right, man. Double-digit mm-hmm. sacks, I want to say.
You want to know what my cheeky answer was as soon as I saw this?
What's that?
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon is at the end of his career.
No, we have no idea.
I'd take him. Well, he figures to be at the end of his career.
But if we're doing that, like if we're talking about running back, mm-hmm. you know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Put Arian back there?
Yeah.
With all due respect to what Woody has been able to do.
I feel like that's a good answer. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like he took a pretty precipitous drop.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. Some other names to come in. Just for the love of the game. Hey, Andre Johnson.
At the end of his career, he was here and was all right, but you could definitely see it was falling. The other one I was thinking at the end of his career is Owen Daniel. Owen Daniel with Dalton, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah,
I'd take that.
Can I use this as an opportunity to come back to Cade Stover, who became very front of mind because he got out here in this tush-push circumstance? And then also, I think I appreciated him because he got on the perimeter. Him as pass catcher mm-hmm. has not materialized. Now, it hasn't been very many games for him, but him as second pass catcher hasn't really materialized. And I know they probably were expecting more of Brevin Jordan to be that complement to Dalton Schultz in the pass catching division of mm-hmm. things. But I'm a little disappointed, feels unfair because, again, has not been a lot of opportunity mm-hmm. and what have you with the injury as well. But it feels like I was hoping to see more from him in that
for sure.
regard.
And Owen Daniel at the end of his career was crafty. I know it's a cliche, but he was a crafty receiver, knew so smart, knew where to carry, you know, where to go, how to use his body in certain situations. And by the way, Arian Foster, his last two seasons, 2015, 2016, averaged 2.6 and 2.5 yards a carry.
Okay.
Yeah. So he you know, it was time. And
that's
he was,
fair.
And he recognized it. Figgy, do you have anybody at the ends of their career?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just trying to think. We thinking former Texans, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. How was Mario Williams? This is his last 2 years.
Y'all just want to make the strength DTs. Even stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. I know. I'm here for it.
How about Danielle Manning?
I think that's an interesting one. Someone also came up with like DJ Reader.
Mm-hmm.
If I start looking at those safeties, I think that could be the interesting thing because right now, look.
You can say it. We know.
I'm a little concerned.
We know.
Let me press.
What about JJ?
Because I'm not actually JJ to play safe.
No, say JJ.
Oh, JJ. I was like, all right, so we just go throw JJ anyway, right? We'll let JJ do the sneak. Mm-hmm. We'll let him play tight end and play D tackle. It'll be fine. No, JJ would be interesting. Yeah, because he played safety.
Yeah. It was kind of rough towards the end, though. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were just like, all right, man, it's time to hang it up, old man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then. You could get me on a number of safeties.
Danielle Manning was pretty good at the end of his career.
You could get me on a number of safeties.
He was pretty good.
That is in part because the Miles Bryant thing. Like, I don't even think he is awful by any means. It just feels like of a fantastic defense, he is very clearly a weak spot the teams are willing to attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like if that was not quite the case.
No, they are attacking him. You know, and it was obvious about a three or four game stretch against the Colts where they were attacking at him. And by the way, you know, that's something that they have to address this week. This week they have to address it and figure it out.
Fig, you think we can get Glover out here?
Glover Quinn?
I think
we can get him out here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has a fantastic hang.
We got to pull him away from the tailgate, though. Yeah. He'd be trying to tailgate before the game.
He is a fantastic hang if you see him out there in them tailgate lots, for sure. Some other names that come in. Cushing? You interested in Cushing?
At the end of his career? Yeah.
What about Dwayne Brown?
Because he didn't care.
Dwayne Brown came in on the text line, and maybe this is a testament to where they've gotten. It doesn't feel like it is the most important. But you're not going to get me to say no to Dwayne Brown. That's just not going to happen.
Bernard Pollard came in. I don't mind that.
Okay.
I don't mind that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Got a Pro Bowl in his second to last year.
Somebody said, how about Vince Wilfork? I have a feeling that the end of the Vince Wilfork thing was not fruitful as I would have imagined. But
of course Kevin Walter came in.
That's right.
Of course it came in.
Right, that's right. They need
that blocking.
More block, which to be fair.
They do.
No, but they blocked really well at the wide receiver spot in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly kind of posited to myself, I wonder if that's why you got so much Hutchinson in this game is because he be out there blocking.
Yeah.
He absolutely does. But there you go.
D'Amico Ryans.
Which is funny because I think D'Amico was bigger in that time and less of a coverage guy. So I think that gets a little dicey. But D'Amico himself would be
but
like,
you got the brain out
you
there.
You do got the brain out there. That is fair. You do got. And I see you with the jokes, Ed Reed. All right. That's how I know the segment is over.
Been there, done that.
I was waiting for that name. I was waiting for that name.
That is how I know that the segment is over. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Tuesday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where. How did you like that Monday Night Football game, including... no, you know what? That's the tease. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.